This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Final hour of Ben and Woods of the week. Almost made it to the weekend. Woods, what do you have planned this weekend? I know you have to drive up to L.A. today. On a Friday. Huh. 405.
Smart.
Deep L.A.
Deep L.A.
Like Pasadena.
Oh, that's, yeah. There's no getting around the traffic.
Yeah, we bought a sprinter van, and we have, of course, my wife bought it in L.A. We have to go up and pick it up today, and she can't go by herself. You know, somebody needs to drive the car
right
back.
I mean, you need two people to drive cars
drive
back
separately
the other
home.
You'll drive separately
home. Can't even hit
home.
The carpool lane.
Well, I can't because she has a Tesla. So I can, she can't on the drive back. So I will see you at
You're not
home.
Driving the van back. She is.
I'm not allowed to drive the van.
Oh.
So.
It's her van.
It's her van.
It's her van.
Well, it's ours, but it's hers. You know how that works.
What's the van for? Work?
No.
Work van? Just
no.
A person van. Just
well, she's
you expanding a family? What do we got?
Not to my knowledge. She has this romantic notion, I think, of... now, we're not outdoorsy or campery people.
You're going to live in the van.
I potentially could end up living in the van full time. I think that's on the table in my mind.
You're going to park it down by the river.
We are. And so in our neighborhood, we have to park it in our driveway. So she has already monopolized the entire garage for her car. I park in the driveway. Now I will be parked next to a big van that's going there.
Is it tricked out inside?
It's pretty fancy.
Wow.
So her romantic idea is that Stephen Woods, will be driving to Yellowstone and
hitting the highways of America.
Hitting the highways of America. So
a great American road trip with the Woods family.
So we're going to Vegas as a family. We have had knockdown, drag out arguments about this. We're going to Vegas as a family in March. We're taking the kids to Vegas. Going to go see a show, Deftones. Not a show. Not like a Vegas show. We're going to go see Deftones. And we're going to go take the kids and do Vegas, right?
In a van.
She wants to drive. And I said, no. I said, I'm not driving to Vegas. I said, only morons drive to Vegas. And she said, well, we got the van, and that's what we got it for. And I said, well, you drive by yourself. I'm flying with the kids. I'll see you at the hotel. I'm not driving to Las Vegas. I've done it. I've done it enough to know.
Pick me up at the airport when you get there.
No,
with
no.
The kids.
We'll take an Uber. We'll be by the
You don't
the
even
pool.
Need her to pick you up.
No. I said, babe, no one drives to Vegas if they don't have to. Nobody. Like, it's the worst drive. It's one of the worst drives in America. And it has the potential to be the worst drive in America. That's the thing. It's
it
always
can get really bad on the way home.
Especially. The way home on Sunday. I mean, it's just not a good idea.
He said only morons drive to Vegas. Adam Klug in the chat says I drive there whenever I go.
I also regularly drive to Vegas when I go.
I mean, my point is literally just made right here. Okay,
times two.
So we'll fly. I'm flying to Vegas in March. Whether my family wants to drive without me, that's on them. My intentions are clear. Every summer now, she wants to go to a national park, and we take the van. And I looked at her, and I said,
Zion. I'm a big fan of Zion.
Me too. I love Zion. And I said, but we're not going to sleep in it, right? And she said, no. I said, oh, okay. Couldn't we have just gotten a bigger car?
Right. You need the van, then, if you're not going to sleep in it.
Megan just hit me with the, she's like, I want to do like a road trip next summer.
I was thinking
the Oregon coast, that place that used to go up in the northern part of the Oregon coast. I go, you realize that's like a 22-hour drive.
That's part of the road trip. See America.
Oh, I thought we would just like fly most of the way and then rent a car.
Bro.
I'm like, okay, I can do that. I can definitely
that. Did you see that our old friend Peter King, remember Peter King? Just did all summer, drove from the East Coast to the West Coast and back to the East Coast with his wife.
I can't do that.
For like weeks and weeks on the road.
I can't.
He loved it.
All right. I'll try it. Well, I'll have an open mind about it. But I'm not driving to Vegas. I'll drive to Zion, or I'll drive to Yellowstone or Yosemite. Right? I want to see those places. And that's how you do it. You get there and have a big van and all that. But no, I mean, like, so Steve says it's not as bad as driving through West Texas. I've done it. I've done West Texas. That's just boring. The drive to Vegas is fraught with traffic, construction. I mean, if there was no traffic, how long would it take you to get to Vegas? 5?
Yeah, no more than 5.
Okay, but it has the potential always to be 8.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
Zion's closer than I thought.
Zion's not bad. I've done that drive.
About 7.
Yeah, I've done that drive.
It's doable.
It's fine. This one, man.
Just a couple hours past Vegas.
Yeah, we did drive through to Vegas to get to Zion, but we left at 2 o'clock in the morning to get to Zion. So,
which is always an option with you people.
It's not, though, because
time to get up.
We work on Friday. I can't leave till 11.
Oh, today?
No, not today.
Yeah.
But like, I can't, that day in March, I couldn't leave I couldn't get home till 11. 11 to, on a Friday, driving to Vegas, and then on Sunday coming back. It's insane. Yeah, as Nate says, lots of morons driving to Vegas. Maybe moron was a harsh term. I didn't mean that. Dummies. You and Adam.
Much better.
So we're going to pick up the van today.
Idiots.
Yeah. Buffoons. We're going to pick up the van
Brain
today.
Dead clowns.
And then we're going to the Wishbone Brawl tomorrow. Come out. If tickets are still available.
I believe so.
Bill Murray's playing. Kelly Slater's playing. It's going to be insane. We'll all be out there at Goat Hill. Starts at noon. Get your tickets where? GoatHill.com?
GoatHillPark.com.
Yes. Doing that. Got our last T-ball or last Pinto game on Sunday. Got my family in town, so I'll be a busy beaver.
Absolutely.
Watching the Irish take on Army. Excited.
That might make an appearance on my Ben's Sexy Saturday College Football lineup coming up as well. First, though, it is Paulie's turn.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report. With Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Happy Friday.
Have fun on your 22-hour
That's not happening.
Road trip with Megan.
I think she was thinking like maybe fly to like San Francisco and then drive up the coast and then fly back from Portland.
Sounds
or something.
Rad, doesn't it?
I've done the drive Seattle to San Diego several times. It's
my wife is also
not fun.
Forgetting to mention that we have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old who are nightmares. Driving. It's not just the two of us. Two of us I could do.
Yeah, but if they've got enough, you know, distractions in the back of your van.
Yeah, well, you do have a stripper pole in there, so maybe they can dance on that. Yeah. It's going to be great.
All right, we will start off in the NBA. Ben, you teased it. And Shams Charania on ESPN, he had the news that the NBA, I'll give them the credit, they're not afraid to make some changes in the NBA. Whether it's going to be good or bad, it's yet to be seen.
Yeah, they don't care. They will throw stuff
at the
wall.
They'll give it a shot. And I, you know what? I'm okay with that, I think, because we watch other sports, and you're like, please, for the love of God, you got to change this. They don't do it. NBA, they're not afraid of change. And so the NBA All-Star Game, it's coming up in February, February 16th in San Francisco. So Steph Curry going to be the star of the All-Star festivities. They're working on a new format for the All-Star Game. It's going to be a four-team tournament-style format to inspire, to look like kind of a pickup basketball format.
Okay.
So you're going to have three teams of NBA All-Stars. With eight players on a team. The fourth team will be the winner of the Rising Stars game, which is, what, rookies and sophomores, I think?
Okay.
In the NBA. So the winner of that game will play in the All-Star tournament as the fourth team. And then you're going to have two semifinal games up to 40 points. And then that'll be quickly followed. You know, it's like you go to the gym, you go to 24-hour fitness.
You got to run it right back.
You win, you stay on. Winners stay on. Losers walk.
What do they play to?
They said to
40 in the semifinals and then like 25 in the finals.
And they'll just run it right back.
Just play just 21.
Two semifinals and then the championship game.
Now, all right, that could be pretty interesting.
It's different. Nobody's there to watch like a competitive.
I think no one cares about like conferences anymore. You know, the idea of mixing up the teams is fine, but what this really is intriguing. So you guys remember the WNBA All-Star game that they just had when it was the WNBA All-Stars against the Olympic team? Yeah. That actually had like some stakes to it. Like the Olympic team didn't want to get embarrassed by the other WNBA stars. They lost to like the WNBA stars. I can imagine where like the rookies get to play against the All Stars. I mean,
they're gonna go
hard.
Yep.
I mean, that's gonna inspire everybody to have to play a little bit harder, you don't want to get shown up by the rookies. So you have to play hard enough to actually beat them, which is gonna increase, I think, the quality of play and effort in the NBA All-Star game, which has always been the biggest issue. It's alley-oop, 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 and it gets tiring after a while. Boring.
Shams did not say any details on like how the teams would be selected. They've switched that up several times over the years. Yeah. You know, you get
three captains, makes sense,
voted as an All-Star, but then they do the draft style thing during inside the NBA sometime a couple of weeks before the All-Star game weekend. But I love the idea of, you got three teams of eight full of NBA All-Stars, and then you get three captains. I love the idea of just like you ran it in middle school or whatever, you know, like, all right, I got LeBron. All right, I got Steph. I got Luka.
There's always hard feelings by the person who's picked last, which is also part of the appeal and drama.
I was always picked last.
Makes you think I was picked last? I wasn't picked first, that's for
I was
sure.
always in the middle of the pack. Well, we'll take Woodsy.
I was kind of ahead of like four or five other people.
Out of eight?
Generally. No. Like on the playground.
Oh,
like when they
10.
When everyone was out there.
Two captains leaves eight other people.
Right.
So then when you weren't first picked.
I was like fifth, sixth or seventh. Like
so second to last.
Yeah. Not last. Second to last. Third to last.
Okay. Is it because you were tall?
I wasn't that tall.
Did you have any basketball skills?
No.
Oh.
But there were always someone who had less.
That's fair.
All right, next up, not really a story per se here, but I wanted to get you guys' thoughts. Colorado two-way superstar Travis Hunter, he said he's for sure, quote, for sure entering the NFL draft. Very well could win the Heisman. Been there, what, 2 years now? 3 years?
Two.
Just 2 years. Makes sense. Go to the NFL. But is he going to enter the NFL as a two-way player? If you, like, how does that impact his draft stock, do you think? Do you think he can tell NFL teams, I did it in college. Of course I want to do it in the NFL. Or does he have to pick one?
I mean, look at Shohei Ohtani. He's doing it.
I mean, is he truly a unicorn like that where he can do both? Part of me says, if you go to the NFL, you got to pick one or the other. It's so advanced, complicated, that there's no way you could
Have we seen like regular two-way players in the NFL before?
Deion did it.
Deion was as close as there was.
I was in Dallas at the time. It was the only one I could think of. It was badass when he did it.
But
it was so cool. It really was.
It's not like college football is that different of a game than the NFL. I mean, it is faster. But he's out there every play.
Yeah, he's out there every play.
You know, and
he's conditioned for it.
Yeah. And if there's a couple of teams who think that he can do it,
yeah.
I mean, essentially you're drafting two players for the price of one.
Dale Carter tried when he was on the Chiefs. Adam says, I don't remember Dale Carter. I don't now remember him.
Is that who got suspended? When Adam Schefter had to report on the suspension? Was that Dale Carter?
I think it was Dale Carter. We just talked about him. Yes, that's right. When he had just made love to a woman and had to report on it.
I think it was. I don't remember him playing both ways.
Charles Woodson played a little bit, didn't he? Lineup and receiver.
I mean, Travis Hunter is so good. I don't even know if he's a better wide receiver or a better defensive back,
He's pretty good, man. I mean, there's going to be a forward-thinking coach that says, yeah, we'll do this until we can't.
I mean, it's so intriguing. You want to at least give it a try, right? Because the potential benefits are you're adding...
Two for one.
You know, potentially a Pro Bowl style player on both sides of the ball, and you're using only one pick on it.
If you commit to the two way player model at least until a team tells you no, that only helps your draft stock because, like you said, you're getting two players for one.
So they said the fridge. Yeah, I remember the Super Bowl. I guess technically he was a two way player.
I think it's cool. Like you see a Hail Mary at the end of a game, and they put wide receivers out to play like quarterback and safety or whatever. I think that's cool just for those one freak plays. To see a guy like Travis Hunter in the NFL,
if he tried to do it full time, I mean, he does it full time right now. I think they're going to give him a shot.
And if it doesn't work out, guess what? You still have the backup plan of going one way or the other as your career goes on.
Yep. There's a lot. Yeah, a lot of guys have come in for a play here and there, but to really be, hey, I'm your starting cornerback and I'm your slot receiver or whatever, like, that'd be interesting.
All right, then finally, you guys ever make any money, even a few bucks, on the old class action lawsuits?
Yes.
Open up the envelope and see a check. You have no idea.
$18.17.
Yeah.
$100, you never know. So Florida Man is out there, and he's trying to help us all out. He's suing Netflix for the lag and stream issues that happened last Friday night, a week ago. During the Jake Paul Mike Tyson match, he is suing Netflix for, I believe it was $50 million, and he's fighting on behalf of all Netflix subscribers who said, we were told we would be able to watch this cleanly.
So
you
like
didn't
a dollar
hold up
for
your
each of
end
us.
Of the bargain.
Yeah, but they have 40 million people watching it.
65 million.
He's asking for a little less than a dollar for each of us.
Bro, save your energy.
Well, the lawyers are the ones who are going to keep most of that money anyway.
Ronald Blue Denton is suing Netflix.
Ronald thinks he is so slick, doesn't he?
He really does.
Man, if you win, send me my 89 cents.
No, I don't want it.
You don't even want it?
No.
You have to go cash the check at the bank?
No, I don't want it. I got a decent one time, like $100 or something. From a cable company, I think. Back in Texas.
Is there a data breach or whatever?
Yeah, something like that. Something like that. Yeah.
Now, I wonder if like he's going to try to look into it and say, well, maybe not all 65 million people had the streaming issues. Netflix will say, oh, only 20 million people.
More for us.
So now that 80 cents, we're looking at
how are they
going to
verify that, though? They're going to send you a card in the mail.
Yes, I did.
Did you have streaming issues during the Tyson Paul fight? Well, yes, I did. All right, send me my money.
He's a hedge fund.
He's suing Netflix for he's calling it a breach of contract.
Oh God. Litigious turd. Who's got time for that?
Florida man.
He's a hedge fund guy, apparently. Makes sense. Thank you, Paulie.
You're welcome.
All right, we've got the super sexy Saturday college football lineup coming out.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort
in college football. This segment of Ben and Woods brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings is football. Hey, San Diego sports fans, head to your local Buffalo Wild Wings. Try their new maple chipotle sauce for a rich maple sweetness and a mild smoky chipotle heat. Or for a bit of kick, check out the new Cajun sauce with a rich blend of spicy and tangy peppers. Stop by your San Diego B-dubs or order now for takeout and delivery with Buffalo Wild Wings. Go! We'll be back after traffic here on 97.3 The Fam.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Papa Roach never knew they were crafting the great college football anthem for the Bennett Woods program.
100%.
What's the name of the song again?
Last Resort.
Last Resort. Well, these aren't your last resorts. These should be your first resorts for college football viewing tomorrow. It's a super sexy Saturday college football lineup.
I mean, we kind of have to change the name of it now.
Probably do.
Yeah. I can't believe you're doing this again.
Do you want me to do it? I don't have to.
Like, more than anything.
Ah, fine. All right. If you're wondering what the best games are tomorrow, here we go.
Can't look at them.
9 a.m. Indiana at Ohio State. At 12:30, it's BYU versus Arizona State. Ooh. Also at 12:30, Colorado at Kansas. At 4 o'clock, it's Army taking on Notre Dame. Finally, at 7:30, USC at UCLA. Not that anyone cares. That's your college football lineup for Saturday.
Oh, my God.
Cut my life into pieces.
Did you hear the little that he weaved in there?
Best games, obviously, number 5, Indiana, number 2, Ohio State, 9 a.m. tomorrow on Fox. Indiana finally gets to prove whether or not their undefeated record is legit or
not. I didn't hear
not.
One of those games, by the way. I did not catch. Now do it normal.
That's what I'm doing now. Number 5, number 2, Big Ten clash. So I picked two games at 12:30 because they're both huge.
This is my
hugely important in the Big 12. So BYU, which is lost last week, trying to avoid two losses in a row at number 21 Arizona State. Colorado now tied for first with BYU at Kansas, the team that beat BYU last week. And all four of those teams are still alive for the Big 12 championship game. So you can kind of go back and forth and see how the Big 10 is playing out at the same time. And then your Notre Dame Fighting Irish
in
a game that is at Yankee Stadium against undefeated and 19th ranked Army. Now, Notre Dame's big favorites, as they probably should be, but when you lose to Northern Illinois, you never know what Army is going to be able to do to you.
I was talking to my dad about it, and he's obviously a nervous wreck, and he's in town. We're going to try to watch a game together. He's like, bro, it's just weird. Army's throwing it all over the field. I mean, it's a different Army than
Army could play their way into the college football playoff.
Yeah.
I assume this is a elimination. I know there will be two lost teams in the playoff, but Notre Dame with two losses
not
against Northern Illinois and Army is not getting in. So they kind of have to win this one.
Yep.
They will be favored. It is at, again, Yankee Stadium. And then, not that anyone cares, but 7:30, the first ever Big Ten clash between USC and UCLA at the Rose Bowl in a Big Ten game.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
It's very weird.
It's just weird, and that's that wraps up your night of college football tomorrow.
It's a good one. It is a good one.
Yeah. To me, it's the 12:30, that duo of Big 12 games, kind of most intriguing to me for the lineup tomorrow.
Who's Indiana play again?
Indiana plays Ohio State. Number five, number two.
Oh, my God.
I'm pulling for Indiana. I really am.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You want to see it. I mean, they're getting so much grief right now for, you know, a really poor strength of schedule. But if they could find a way to beat
Okay, they're finally going to play someone real, and they're going to get their, you know.
Doors blown off.
But it's not like they've been sneaking out victories. They've been blowing out the teams that other good teams blow out. There's no reason to think that Indiana is not legit other than the fact that they've got they're Indiana.
Soft schedule.
Well, no, it's just that they're Indiana.
Yeah.
Texas has played an insanely soft schedule, and everyone thinks, oh, they're Texas. They must be good. There's no rule that says Texas is better than Indiana. They've both played soft schedules. Texas doesn't get knocked for it, but Indiana does because they're Indiana. They're not a football school. But that doesn't really have anything to do with anything. They're either good or they're not, and we're going to find out. And, you know, they could pound Ohio State in this game, and everyone's going to say, oh, wow, Indiana might be the best team in the country if they do that. And they're finally going to have to acknowledge it because they really have played as well as anybody this season. Right? Right up there with Oregon, honestly, but they don't get credit because they're not a college football blue blood powerhouse.
They're getting 11 points, Ben.
11-point underdogs as an undefeated team that has stomped a bunch of opponents. And no one trusts Indiana yet.
I mean, you have to earn your trust, though. You do. You have to earn your trust.
But Texas doesn't.
They beat, who did Texas
no
beat?
No one.
They have.
No one.
Who's their loss
to? Let me see. They have one loss.
Georgia, right?
So let's see. I'm going to look at Texas's schedule. And it is SEC. I got to go down to the SEC now. That's the.
All right, we'll wait.
Thank you. Texas. There they are. All right. They beat Colorado State.
Okay.
Michigan is their best win, which is no longer a top 25 team. Texas San Antonio, Louisiana Monroe, Mississippi State unranked. Crushed Oklahoma, but Oklahoma isn't good this year. They lost to Georgia. That's a real opponent, but they lost. Beat Vandy. Vandy's okay. Barely beat them. And beat Florida, not that great, and beat Arkansas.
I think they are getting grief. I do see them getting a lot of grief. Maybe not perhaps as much as Indiana is getting, but I do see them getting a lot of grief nationally.
Indiana, I mean, yeah, they haven't beaten anybody, but they've gone through their Big Ten schedule. They beat Washington, beat Michigan State and Michigan, beat Nebraska and Northwestern, Maryland and UCLA. This will be their first ranked opponent, though, of the season.
I love chaos, and that would be chaotic.
And they get a horrible Purdue in their finale.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they win this one, they're undefeated going to the Big Ten championship game.
Yep.
No doubt about it.
Crazy. Biggest
game of the season for Indiana, and one of the bigger ones for Ohio State.
Love it.
All right, we'll come back. We have one final segment. We may have a bit of a crossover with Annie, who said We were talking transplants earlier, and she said she had a story about a heart transplant, you said?
Yeah, she Pauline? Said she'd love to come in.
Well, I'd love to hear about it. But if we see her, I'm sure she'll be here at some point before the segment ends, because, well, she's got a show at 10 o'clock, too.
Correct.
So we'll do that final segment of Ben and Woods for the week coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Wow.
I know we have a ton of local college teams that rarely get any attention, especially during the regular season. So I do like to point out when they get to the playoffs and come up with a big win. So congratulations to the USD men's soccer team. Won their first round NCAA tournament game yesterday, 1-0 on a really sensational goal, like a sports center worthy, one of those where the goalie didn't realize he had crept too far out of the goal, and he kicks it from almost the half the field Ooh. Over his head. It was a brilliant goal, 1-0 win over UC Davis, and they have advanced to the second round of the NCAA tournament after losing, like getting upset the first couple of years. I believe they're playing Duke tomorrow in the second round. So good luck to the Toreros as they move forward, going after a championship. Obviously, college soccer is not a huge needle mover, but a lot of good programs in this town, and it remains a good soccer city. So congratulations to them. And I think I also saw the Point Loma women advanced in their tournament as well yesterday with a 2-1 win.
If we're doing congratulations, I think congratulations are in order to my 6-year-old son who did win this morning, Ben, the Skilled Communicator Award Ooh. At the Assembly at his elementary school. And, skilled communicator. Chip off the old block.
Is that code for 6-year-old who knows the most curse words?
No, he is a very skilled communicator. He's actually cleaned up his language quite a bit. I'm very proud of him.
You left him a video this morning.
I did.
Admonishing them to make sure they use clean good language when they were with their grandparents.
Yeah, my grandparents, or my parents, are a bit more...
Goggy and Pop-Pop?
Not literally, not even
something
close.
Like that.
Nope,
no.
Keep guessing.
Oh,
this is good.
Goggy wasn't something like that.
No.
Meemaw and Pops.
You got one of them. Pops.
Meemaw.
No, not Meemaw. Gabby and Pops. Okay. Yes, they are. They are a bit more buttoned up than me. Curse! My mom still smarts when I say a curse word, and I'm almost 50. And so my kids are...
Language.
They're a little freewheeling, you know, at times, a little loose with the tongue. So I had to remind them, hey, listen, just button it up, all right? Clean it up around there. They won't, but I had to remind them anyway. But, yeah, very, very excited for him. He said he did not know about the award, and they give it to two kids in each grade. So he won it, you know, a bunch of kids he went up
against. Is this a season-long award or just a weekly award?
I think it's monthly.
A monthly award,
yeah.
Okay.
And so he won the Skilled Communicator Award. He told Hannah, my heart was beating so fast when I had to walk up there and get it. Very proud of him.
Did he have to give a speech?
No.
Because obviously, if he did, he should be good at it.
He just, with his little gap teeth, the Jack Lambert smile, as Phoenix Tree wrote and said, he's missing his two front teeth. So
we got to hear Taylor singing All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth last night.
Yeah, but it actually adorable. Should be Bo, because he's missing his two front teeth. But congratulations, Bo.
He only knew the one line, though.
That's all he knows. All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth. My Two Front Teeth. My Two Front Teeth. That's it.
Is there another line to that song?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But he'll be singing it at the Christmas and holiday extravaganza.
Might be the only line to that song, yeah. if I remember correctly.
But, yeah, congratulations are in order.
All right. I think Annie's going to be here in just a couple of minutes, so we'll do a little crossover with her. First, our final check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Baseball news today is the deadline at 5 p.m., I think I saw. Adam just sent us an email. For teams to offer players contracts, arbitration-eligible players to be offered a contract. If they do not, those players would become a free agent. Here's quickly the list of Padres players, and I would expect all or maybe all but one of these guys to obviously be offered a tendered a contract. Jason Adam, Luis Arraez, Luis Camposano, Dylan Cease, Michael King, Adrian Morejon, Luis Patino, he's the one that might not be tendered a contract, and Tyler Wade. Now, neither of those guys would be that expensive, but you are locking yourself into, if you tender them a contract, you're guaranteeing a one-year deal. Now, you don't know what the price is going to be. It could be, if you go to arbitration, it could be what they ask for. It could be what you counter with. Or with A.J. Preller, you almost always come to terms somewhere in between the two numbers. He's never gone to an arbitration case with any player before. Usually requires him to pay a little bit more than other teams do, though, in that process and lean toward the player's number as opposed to the team's number. And if they're trying to, you know, save some money, one way they could do it would be not offer, like, Luis Patino a contract.
Right.
But they need all those other guys, obviously. Adam Arias, Campusano, Cease, King, and Morejon. Probably Wade as well.
Yep.
I mean, I would anticipate being on the roster next season.
Yeah, what's the harm in bringing him back?
And the most expensive number is supposed to be Luis Arias, projected at around $14.6
million. Okay.
Dylan Cease is second at $13.7 million. Again, those are unofficial. They could ask for more. The Padres could counter with less. They could agree on a number right around there. Michael King, $7.9 million. Jason Adam, $5.3 million. And then Morejon and Camposano are just under $2 million. And then Patino and Wade would be around less than $1 million for the arbitration numbers. That's today's deadline, 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern.
Excellent.
All right, last segment, last few minutes of the day, and we don't do crossovers a lot, but it is great to see Annie Heilbrunn joining us here on Ben and Woods.
Hello, Annie.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you, no problem.
Nice decorations in here.
Yeah, it took me all night, but it was
Were you the elf?
Yeah, it just, I came in early. And
yes, you did a great job. Oh, wow.
I didn't know that rang.
Aggressive on Friday.
Somebody did come in and decorate in here. I have no idea.
It looks lovely. Thank
was
you,
it
Presley.
Yeah. Thank
yeah.
you. It looks great.
You don't think it was Tony Gwynn Jr. who came in and decorated the studio?
Or Scraby at the set of his show?
I mean,
Scraby, I could almost see doing it.
I could too, actually. That looks great. We've never done it. Every other studio has always
it
done
it. Looks very nice.
It is funny because as I'm looking at our YouTube stream and all four camera angles, you can't really see any single decoration.
You just got to take our word for it that it's really cool.
They're everywhere that the cameras don't show.
Yeah.
Okay, so I loved...
You texted Paul, yeah.
Yes, so I loved your organ donor conversation and hearing from Mark Neville, and it reminded me of this story, and I hope you guys think it's as cool as I do, that I did for the Union Tribune very early in my career, where I was invited to sit with families who were meeting their donor for the first time.
Oh,
so it was like the recipient was meeting the donor family for the first time. And as you can imagine, it was super emotional, and they would put the hand on the heart, and they would get all into it and listen to the heart and everything, and it was so emotional, but it was like a beautiful thing to be part of.
So, obviously, heart donation required the donor
death.
To pass away,
yes.
but their heart is now in someone else's body, and it's like a connection to your lost loved one. Okay, I get
that. Absolutely. And there was one that I was sitting inside, and it was a teenage boy who had received a heart from a not an old man, but a young adult man, a male that had passed away for some reason. I can't remember why right now. But they said to the teenage boy, the family was talking to him and said, hey, how do you feel? How does your new heart feel? And he's like, very shyly, he looks at the family of this donor and he says, did your son like to surf? Did he like the ocean? And they're like, yeah, he was in the ocean all the time. Whoa. Like he would surf every day. That was his thing. And so come to find out that this little boy, this teenage boy, hated the ocean before he got his transplant. Just absolutely hated it. Never wanted to surf. Never wanted to do anything. So we went down this rabbit hole with doctors because there's science on this. It's called like cellular memory, where your cells hold memories just like your brain does. And when you transplant it, there's this thought or this scientific theory that your new recipient takes on the characteristics. And so there's all these stories.
Wow.
If you Google it, where like someone who was really shy ended up taking on a heart of someone who was very outgoing and had a huge personality, and that person became very outgoing, or someone who hated onions suddenly loved onions, and they found out, yes. And they would meet these families, and it would be before they would disclose all this before they would meet the family. So it wasn't like they knew in any way.
Right.
They would They would just talk about the differences after receiving the heart. And it was so fascinating to think, like, if you're a donor family, like, obviously, thank God Mark Neville is still here.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? That some of those characteristics or whatever your likes or dislikes, your preferences are, maybe live on in the recipient.
So
isn't
if
that
I,
wild?
If I got Woods' heart, yeah. I just want to sit around and rewatch The Sopranos over and over again.
Boobs, you know.
or his taste in music, even.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Ben comes
in.
A lot of Deftones to listen to
Ben
now.
Comes in and starts crapping on every band that he doesn't like, hates now, new country.
Chris in the chat, this is one of my favorite comments I've ever seen in our YouTube chat. He says, Ben's going to need to see more data.
Yeah, he doesn't believe stuff like that. And he doesn't believe stuff like this.
He can go down the rabbit hole over the weekend. I do think that there's some people who debunk it, but there's some theory that it does exist, some scientific theory. So I can tell in Ben's face, what a Grinch. I can tell in his face that he doesn't
Grinch
believe
he is. He does not. He doesn't believe in momentum. He doesn't believe in anything like this.
I do have a scientific mind when it comes to such things.
And this is literally science.
I like that they have a scientific theory that goes along.
I think they did cellular memory.
I think it might be more than a theory. The science advances from when I first entered my career.
A six-year-old kid gets Ben's heart, and he just starts listing off all of the intricacies of every golf course.
That's
like,
it.
Oh, Shinnecock. That's the...
Or things Ben likes.
Yeah, things Ben likes.
Polly,
yeah.
Cue it up, because if someone ever got my heart in a transplant, I can assure them of exactly what they're going to feel like they like. And here it is.
Yeah.
I like the tanginess of the cranberry.
I like reflecting.
I like all-time rock and roll, too. You know I do.
I like NIL. I like my standard, very uninteresting haircut. I do like hearing people talk about how well it's going for the Padres. I like numbers. Oh, I like the bits. I like to be educational. I like when I get up, have a glass of cranberry juice cocktail. I like Adam Major. I do like butterscotch.
God.
I like your tweets a lot. I still like this deal. I like to live my life after another famous Benjamin. Benjamin Button. I like when the Padres take 2 of 3 from the Dodgers. I would have liked to have tried something else. I like Darren. I've always liked Darren. I like watching LeBron and Anthony Davis. Sex by the fire at night. That's what I like.
Whoa.
I like Jake Cronenworth. The last couple of days, I really liked his swings. I do like horses. I like the Padres lineup. I like when things just flow perfectly. But I like Indian food. I just like a good, honest answer. I've liked what I've seen from Donovan Solano so far. I like that idea. I like 18 games in 18 days. You know, I like where the Padres are. I like that we won as a team.
I do too.
All of us together. I like to picture people actually in a recording studio. I like the way the Padres play baseball. What I like is the variety of the wins.
Yes.
I liked everything about this week.
I did too, actually. It was a really fun week this week.
Do you still have your earring in, Ben?
If I knocked it off, but I found the magnet, so I can.
I was curious
it back
what
in,
Annie
but...
thought of
yeah,
your
Annie.
Earring.
What do you think of if Ben was to get an earring? It kind of pulls it off, doesn't he?
Oh wow!
Yes.
Thank you.
Maybe. Yes.
Maybe.
We got a solid maybe.
He does, it's the diamond that's throwing
me off. It's the diamond.
Did you see Woods' experience with a nose ring earlier today?
Did you see this today?
I think you could pull this off if you had a little hoop, like a Mr.
Oh,
T
like a little
kind
hoop?
Of. Yeah, like a little huggy, like a hoop.
You see what happened to me?
So Woods put the nose ring in.
I didn't see this.
And it was, he couldn't get it out. And we had to get Mike Prosser, the engineer, with 2 pairs of pliers.
You guys are joking.
To then. Pry it out of his nose earlier this morning.
Stuck.
It would not come out.
Yeah, he could not. He had us try to pull it out. Neither Paul nor I could get it out of his nose.
It's like one of these.
And if
it, and it look, it clasps. And so I put it in the like a bull ring, and I closed it just to have it hang. And then no one could get the clasp open. And I
couldn't
panicked.
Get a grip on the ring was too small.
No, neither of us could get our fingers on it to pull it back apart.
And
so
then
it was,
he tried.
Who gave you this?
We ordered them online.
Because we wanted to see what Ben would look like. I put a belly button piercing on him.
That did not look good.
I put a nipple ring on me. We wanted to do that.
Woods wore, he had earrings in high school, though.
Yeah.
So they had to.
So he had to, first he tried to cut it with what, like.
That wouldn't cutters. Cut. It was too
cut.
Thick.
So then he had to get 2 and peel it apart. But it had embedded into my nose. I thought it was going to be there for a while.
This is so wrong.
It was
on every
awful.
Level.
Oh, I legit.
Welcome
panicked.
To Ben and Woods, Sammy.
Yeah.
It's our
welcome
motto.
To the
so wrong on every level.
Did your wife see
she
this?
She saw. She's
oh,
like,
wow.
Oh my. She said the kids are very confused right now.
Very traumatized by this whole
it was not
encounter.
Cool. Sometimes bits go too far, and that I will say this. That went too far.
I've never seen the actual look of. You started to have that look of panic
I
on
was
your
panicked,
face.
Dude, I was
and
not.
You pretty much roll with the punches when it comes to our bits,
yep.
But this one I could start to see the wheels turning like. this could get bad. I mean, hands I might rip my nose open. Yeah.
Trust me, I thought about it.
No one wants to have to call in the engineer, and I'm sure the engineer did not want to have to get called in for that.
I was going
to
say, what kind of pay does that require? Where it's like, where is that on the list of responsibilities?
Here's the bag. If you guys want to play around with it today, just be very careful where you put these. Man, this is crazy.
Craig, you ever have an earring? No. Craig says he's never had an earring.
I had a nose ring.
You did?
Belly button ring.
Okay.
Yes,
Now, one that goes in the side of your nose or between the nose?
Yes, side of my nose.
Side
it wasn't
like a little tiny dot. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Back in the day. Yeah.
Hannah still has a little nose ring.
Does she?
I like the nose ring.
Very cute.
Yeah. It looks good on her. And she has pink hair. She just can pull all of that stuff out.
I like that she changes it up.
Me too. So she won't let me, though. She won't let me do it. I want to change my hair. She won't let me. I want to go platinum. Bleach.
Tips are all the way through.
All the way through.
Just completely
complete
white hair.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe for Christmas?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. She won't let me.
I just think it'd be the beard is not going to match.
I think the contrast is going to be cool, though.
You think two-tone?
Yeah. Because
you already have a two-tone beard, sort of.
I think it's going to, I think the contrast will be good. Maybe I'll do it for the Christmas and holiday show.
Okay.
Yeah.
That gives you a couple weeks afterwards to dial it in.
When is this?
12/20.
The 20th. We do it every year.
Every year.
We go in the sound space now and invite some tier ones to come in.
It's a scene, man.
It's a non-sports show. It's just fun and celebrations and
celebrating the holidays,
parties,
end of the year.
Yeah.
It's a blast.
Oh, you're
this
welcome
will be
to
your
come.
First.
Yes, I'll,
you're
I
absolutely
can't wait to
welcome
see
to come.
Yeah,
it's
to be part of it.
It's an elite day. It really is so much fun.
Food and gifts. And, and music.
Yeah,
Bobby Cressy comes in with his organ every time.
Yeah, it's a blast.
I feel like you should have kept your earrings in until then.
We could.
It's kind of growing on me a little bit.
I wish you would just get it.
You feel like you're kind of
you get an actual piercing on the holiday show.
Yeah, real piercing. It's a good bit. We needed a bit.
He's not going to do that. No, he is he is not going to do
He'll do it.
I am afraid of needles.
No, it doesn't hurt.
It still hurts.
They ice it down.
They're poking a hole in your body. It hurts.
There's a gun, actually, and they just put it in.
That's even worse.
It looks like four-year-olds.
I'll do it with you.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, let's go.
Got an idea.
We got a bit secured.
I think he needs a... I don't know if they'll give him, though, for his first.
What? A Vicodin?
No.
I can bring him one of those.
A hook, like a...
Like a loop.
A loop.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I can't think of the name right now.
All right. That's it. Annie Nelson next. Have a great week off, Paulie, and have a great weekend,
Love
everybody
you,
else.
Happy birthday, Megan.